Take your holy book and turn to Zechariah chapter number 8. Zechariah chapter number 8, verse number 13. He says, "Shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and you shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, as I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, saith the Lord of hosts, and I repented not. So again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear ye not. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. And the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, at the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feast. Therefore love the truth and peace. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the people, before the Lord, and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold on out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought: nothing to be afraid of. Amen? Nothing to be afraid of. You realize if you're a child of God, praise God, that there's not a whole lot that you have to worry about. Amen? And no matter what happens, I know we fret and worry over a whole lot of things, but we really shouldn't have to, because God's going to be with us. He promised He would. And if we're His and He's ours, praise God, everything's going to be okay. One day in a little while, brother, boy, He's going to come get us, take us home, be with Him. And so shall we ever, the Bible says, be with Him. And I don't know about you, that's exciting stuff. No matter where He is, what He's doing, where He goes, praise God, we'll be with Him. Amen, glory. I tell you what a glorious advantage that is. But if we see here, and you look at this, and Zechariah is one of the minor prophets, and he's talking about the restoration of Jerusalem, and he's preparing things and getting things ready as God has promised these things. See, God has promised 3 promises of encouragement to the nation of Israel. He's promised three promises of encouragement to take place in Jerusalem. And what a blessing that is, amen. And we see it here in the Word of God. We see these 3 promises. We see promise number 1, that God will restore Jerusalem. We see that in verses 1-8 over here that we didn't read nor hearing tonight for the sake of time. But he talks about restoring that nation of Israel to its splendor and its glory that God desired for it to have from the foundation of the world. Verse number 1 of Zechariah chapter 8, it said, "Again the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous of Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous of her with great fury. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and would dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem." Now I want you to notice something here. This is something that has never happened before. But God's saying here, He said, I'm going to come and I'm going to dwell, make my dwelling there. And He said, these people are going to dwell there that's never dwelt there before. Right now, in case you didn't notice, people don't make it to a ripe old age in Israel. There's just so much conflict and stuff over here that they never have made it to an old... Did you know today, I heard today, that the average lifespan of humanity has increased to 79 years. Amen. Just a few years ago, it was 77. They're saying now we're living longer, and the average lifespan now is just expected to be 79 years. Amen. So if that increases the expectancy, those that exceed the expectancy can look to go a little further. That's good news for us. It's getting some age on us, right? Praise God. Hey, we're going to be here until God gets through with us anyway. Praise the Lord. But it said that, now what, look what it says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for very age. Amen. He said, we're going to see some aged people in Jerusalem. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. That hasn't been happening because of all the violence that takes place over in that region. Amen. When we was over there a few years ago, we see these folks over there, and they're looking for the Messiah. Of course, they're looking for Him to come first time. We're looking for Him to come the second time. And they were so excited. When we was over in 2016, our tour guide, with tears in her eyes. I preached a message when we come back on in 2016 on the tears of a tour guide. And the tears rolling down her face when she was talking about Zechariah, talking about this scripture, talking about this happening in the streets of Jerusalem. She said, it's never happened. We've never had peace. We've never had joy. We've never had happiness like God designed for it to be. But tears running down her face. She said, one day in a little while, we will have that because God has made us a promise. He made a promise for Jerusalem. Praise God. That one day the old men will walk in the street and the children will play and rejoice in the glory of God. Amen. God said it's going to take place. Amen. He said, and thus saith the Lord of hosts, verse number 6, and if it be miraculous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in mine eyes, saith the Lord of hosts. But thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, I'll be their God, in truth and in righteousness. So God said He's got a plan, He's made a promise. Hey, let me ask you a question. Does God keep His promises? Amen. He keeps His promises. So He made them this promise. Zechariah lays it down. Haggai lays it down. He said, pray God, if we'll just get in the will of God and do what God has to do, God will bless. Praise God. He will perform that He promised He would perform. Amen. So what He was doing, Zechariah is looking beyond the present day. Hello? See, sometimes I think we get caught up in the present day which we live, and we can't see past the nose on our face. Amen. When you get to look at the Word of God and you see these promises revealed to you. And let me just say this. I've told you before and I'll tell you again. Israel is God's timepiece. Amen. Israel is God's timepiece. The clock had it had stopped ticking. But in 1948, the clock began to keep time again. It began to click again. Praise God. As that nation was reborn. Praise God. And God is using it. Praise God. And we can see how God is moving in that nation, moving that people. And I'm going to tell you something, friends. Things is going to be a little different from here on out because I believe that God has moved over there in the Middle East and He's put an unction in His people. Praise God, like they've never had before. They put a fire and a passion in their people. And praise God, it's spreading like wildfire all over. Some of the young folks is accepting Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Some of the older folks, the old Jewish people are looking for Messiah to come. Praise God, God's aligning this thing up. He's getting her ready. Glory be to God. And it ain't going to be long. Amen. Praise God, we see it taking place. We see it shaping up. They said they're not listening to the UN no more. Hello? Said they're not going to listen even to the United States no more. Said they're going to go in, they're going to develop Samaria and Judea. Amen. They're going to make it a place of establishment for the Jew. And now they've extended their border on up into Lebanon in the last few days. They took that towered city up there, that fortress. You say, what's the significance of that? It takes them to the very northern border of what Jerusalem, of what God had given to Israel, praise God, gave to the tribe of Dan, all the way to the border, praise God, of that land. He said, glory to God, this is what it is, and they took it back over. Amen. You sound like it makes you excited. I am excited. Praise God, when God's people begin to do what God told them to do, praise God, God will do what He promised He'd do. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm anticipating things begin to click right along. I'm anticipating things to be moving along pretty rapidly. Amen. I'm expecting it. I'm expecting Him to establish His kingdom. Amen. So people in the world today, just slow down here and just make something clear. The church is not Israel. I've told you that before. We did not take Israel's place. Israel, praise God, is still the nation. They're still God's chosen people. They were the people that God chose. He said here, praise God, He was used to make jealous those people. The same thing He says over in Romans chapter number 11. Romans chapter number 11, verses 1 through 6, Paul says this. He says, I say then, hath God cast away His people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away His people which He foreknew. Won't you not what the Scripture saith of Elias? They're talking about that foreknew. That's that corporate knowledge that they had. Amen. Of God Almighty. How He maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed Thy prophets and digged down Thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men. I'm not talking about boys, I'm talking about men. I'm talking about somebody who'll stand up with a backbone like a saw log and say, you know what, it may not be popular, but praise God, I'm going to go with God. I'm just going to get me and my family. We're going to get rooted, dug in, and we're going to stay with God. We're going to go in the direction God have us to go, and we're going to let God get glory out of our lives. 7,000 men. Hadn't bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then at this present time, also there is a remnant. Now watch this, according to the election of grace. Amen. God's grace is still on us. God's grace is still on the Jew. God's grace is still God's grace. Amen. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. He goes drop down verse number 13. He says this, for I speak unto you Gentiles inasmuch as I am the apostle Gentile. He said, I magnify mine off. I like Paul saying that. He said, praise God, God put me, He sent me to preach to you Gentiles the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. And boy, He said, it excites my soul. Praise God. He said, it magnifies that I can come and preach to you. I get to tell you, me being a Jew and a Benjamin, praise God, I get to tell you about Jesus. Amen. He said, it excites my soul. It stirs down in me the excitement of the Lord. Praise God. He said, I magnify mine office. He said, I'm proud of who I am. He said, I'm proud of what I get to do. Praise the Lord. You know, we ought to be proud of what we get to do for Jesus. Amen. We ought to count it an honor and a privilege to do a little something for Him. Yeah, Pastor, why do you say that? Because He's done so much for us. Amen. He said, if by any means I may provoke the emulation of them which are my flesh. Amen. Sir, in other words, just stir up into jealousy. He said, if I can make them jealous, praise God, to where they want to get in. You know, that's what it's going to take to see people saved. That's what it's going to take to have a tent meeting down here where God gets the glory. It's going to take me and you getting in, praise God, getting excited about it and telling about it everywhere we go. Amen. What we ought to do is every night we go, every night, every time the Holy Ghost of God tiptoes across our soul, we try to memorize it, record it in our mind, praise God, and go out that next day and tell about it. And say, I'm looking forward to going back tonight, praise God, so I can get it again. Amen. You know, that's how you have meetings. That's how Holy Ghost revivals get started. We get to bragging on the Lord. Amen. He said, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, that might and might save some of them. Amen. That God might save them. Well, Paul thought he could save them. But he said that God might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be? But life from the dead. Amen. Praise God. God said what He wants to do. He wants to stir something up, and He wants to use people just like us to get things done for His glory. So for if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, And thou being a wild olive tree, speaking of the nations, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree. That's a privilege and a status that we have in Jesus Christ the Lord, because we were grafted in. He said, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Amen. Praise God. So he says here in verse 23, he said, they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. Amen. That was without, praise God, is brought back in. It's been reestablished in the vine, in the root. Praise God, it's been re-empowered. Praise God, for the last days which we live. So God promised them, praise God. He promised to establish His kingdom. He promised to make a Jerusalem a city of truth and peace. Amen. Hey, I know it's been a city of truth, but I don't know that it's ever really been a city of peace. The Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Jews say, priests, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They're begging us to pray. God's asking us to pray. And we see what takes place. Old men will sit safely in the sunny streets. Amen. The children will play without fear in Jerusalem. Praise God. As the old tour guide would say with tears, glory be to God, we've never seen it in that fashion, but we're looking for it. We're anticipating it. Could you imagine a place, a city, praise God, where God is God, and God, He's a King of kings and Lord of lords, He reigns supreme, and where peace and joy and happiness are everywhere. Amen. You know what would fix most of people's lives would be the joy of God in their hearts. Amen. It'd fix a whole lot of this of our situations. Amen. God offered them three promises. He'd restore Jerusalem. Not only He'd restore Jerusalem, but God would prosper in His work. He promised them they would prosper in their work. That things would begin to click along. They'd begin to be prosperous in what they did. Amen. Praise God. They had not been very fruitful because they had disobeyed God. Hadn't done what God was told to do. And God had withheld His blessing from them. If you're outside the will of God, if you're not doing what God tells you to do, God ain't going to bless you. Amen? Remember on Haggai, we read in this a few weeks ago, I preached this a few weeks ago, Haggai chapter 1, how that they went in and they had left off building the temple. Amen? And God was upset with them because He said, they need to consider your ways because your ways ain't my ways. He said, you sat in your sealed house. You sat in your nice, fine home, praise God. And mine still lays in rubble. He said, I'm not happy with that. Amen. He said, I ask you to build me a house. I ask you to build a place for me to reside. I said, that's what we're supposed to be doing today. We're supposed to be building a place for God Almighty to reside. The temple we have now is not an earthly. The temple we had is our body in which He lives. Amen. And He wants to abide in us. We need to be building the building. Amen. We need to be getting the materials. We get it. We glean it from the Word of God. And we build this temple, whose temple we are. And we build it for God's glory. He said they had left off the building. And God said, you've messed up. Praise God. So He's withholding His blessings from them. They're not being blessed like He could be. Amen. Praise the Lord. But now He would prosper. He said He would prosper them in their labors. Said He would bless them. Amen? And He said He would make them to be a blessing. Ain't that what God designed it to be? He said, I'll bless those that will bless Israel, curse those that curse Israel. Amen? And He said, I'll use them to be a blessing on the whole earth, to all the nations. Amen. And then God, and then when Israel fell, when Israel didn't do what God asked them to do, amen? Because of rebellion. Because of disobedience. He brought on a thing called the church. And He compelled us through Jesus Christ the Savior to go in the highway, go throughout the whole world, praise God, and witness and preach the gospel to them. So that the whole world might be saved. Amen. So all folks can get in. so that God can get glory out of every human being. Every life. Amen? Every life is precious to the Lord. And he said that the word wouldn't go out vain, but he'd find a resting place in people's lives. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, he says this. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always abounding, going forward. He said, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Everything you do for the Lord, praise God. He said, it's not vain. He said, God will use it. Sometimes we get discouraged. Amen. Oh, me. Sometimes we get discouraged because we're doing our best, trying to share the gospel, trying to be what God had to be. I pray God, and it doesn't seem like it's having any effect. But I want to give you a little Bible, praise God. He said it would not go in vain, that it would have an effect, that God would plant those seeds in the human heart. He'd put it into your mind. And the Holy Spirit work it down, praise God, where it needs to be, rooted in your hearts. He said he'd prosper that work. Amen. See, he'd get restored Jerusalem. He said he'd prosper the work. The promises of God. We have the same promise that God will prosper the work. If we just put our heart and our mind, our soul, and our strength into it, God will prosper the work. We'll see souls saved. We'll see people get help. Amen. Not only said he had restored Jerusalem, he said prosper work, but he had said he had turned their fasting into feasting. Amen? Their fasting into feasting. Praise the Lord. Verse number 18, he said, and the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness. And cheerful feast. Therefore love and truth and peace. What God's doing here, he's speaking to them. He's talking about these fasts that they do. Talking about the feast that they do. Praise God. He said they've got good at observing traditions. See, a lot of these things was Jewish tradition. It wasn't commanded by God. But they had real good Jewish traditions. But one thing that they didn't have the obedience of God. Amen? They weren't being obedient to God. They weren't doing what God told them to do. It's good to have your tradition. It's good to have your feast and your feast times, praise God. But it's better, praise God, to have your obedience to God time. Just doing what God would have you to do. You say, why? Because of the future of the kingdom. Praise God. The future of the kingdom. Amen. Praise the Lord. It'll not be by fasting. Praise the Lord. It's going to be by worshiping God. Amen. In the event of the post, or the past being forgotten, the past being put behind us, the past being a thing of the past. Hello? You know what the hardest thing for Christians do is put the past behind us. Our past always wants to come back to haunt us in some way or other, right? Amen. Your past is always there trying to haunt you. But he said there's coming a time, praise God, in the kingdom that past is going to be gone forever. That past is going to be cast into the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. If it's sinfulness in our life, God's already said, there's nothing to be afraid of now because we've been saved and born again. Our sin has been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Our past is in the past. And we're looking for the future. Amen. You say, preacher, what are we looking for? We're looking for... you say, why? Because of the glory of the worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're glorying and worshiping Him. Amen. Giving Him praise and honor because He is God. And because of all the things that He's done for us. Praise the Lord. We could sit down and write a book. Amen. We could sit down and write a book on what all God has done for me, for you and me. Praise God. It'd take the rest of our lives. We'd never get it done. He said, that's why we can forget those things as past. Because of glory of God, what He's doing for us now. In the worship we have of the Lord. Magnifying Him, praising Him for His goodness and His love to us. Amen. We see the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He came. And He came to bring joy and not sorrow. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ came to bring joy to you and me. He brought peace and harmony with God Almighty. Bring us to a place, praise God, where God could get glory out of our lives. He said, so it's not a time of fasting now, praise God. He said, we're looking for a time of praising and worshiping and giving God glory. Remember what it said when in Matthew chapter number 9. In Matthew chapter number 9, he's talking about when that bridegroom cometh. In Matthew chapter number 9, verse number 14, he said, then came to him the disciples of John, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast off, but thy disciples fast not? He said, why are we having a time of fasting, praise God, and the others are not? And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. Amen? He said, while the bridegroom is here, hey, there's no reason to fast, praise God, because He's here. Amen? There's nothing else, there's nothing to fast, there's nothing to ask for, because He's here. But He says, there's coming a day, praise God, there's coming a day when the bridegroom comes. Amen. Look what He says in verse number 20, Zechariah chapter 8, verse 20. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass. Hadn't happened yet, but it's coming. That there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedy to pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Hey, there's excitement about going to the house of God, excitement going to where God is. Amen. Excitement where they're going to get in. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, I like to go to get in, not to get out. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem. Amen. And to pray before the Lord. Amen. He said, there's going to be a lot of nations, a lot of peoples that's going to come, praise God, to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Why? Because He's going to be there. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days, not the days we live. He's talking about, over here He said, in past days, in present days, He said, but days to come. Then ten men shall take hold out of all nations, all languages of the nations. Amen. 10 men, nations, praise God, different nations, speaking up. Said, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew. They're going to get a hold of the Jew, praise God, and say, you know what? We're with you. We're going to follow you. We're going to go with you. We know, praise God, that you have the truth. Amen. Said, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Amen. He said, ain't coming a time, praise God. There's nothing to be afraid of because God has got this figured out. Amen. He's coming to an ultimate climax, praise God, in His magnificence one day in just a little while. And we're going to get to see Him. We're going to see His power is going to be manifest for all the world to see. Amen. They're going to see he came once as a little bitty babe. He came once as a sacrifice for sin, but He's coming again, praise God. And when He comes again, He's coming to rule and reign in glory. Amen. Praise God, they're looking. The promises. Zechariah said, these promises made you will be fulfilled. One promise at a time. We're seeing it playing out right before our eyes, church. We're seeing God doing these mighty things. We're seeing Him gathering out of all the nations and bringing people together under one envelope for God's glory. What do you say, Pastor? I'm saying Jerusalem will be the religious center of the earth one day. Amen. God's designed it to be that way. Amen. It's not speculation. It's the very center of the earth. Jerusalem. Amen. Jerusalem, Israel. Pray. It is the center of the earth. Amen. It's an amazing place because the only way to get to it, no matter how you get to it, you got to go up. Amen. You got to go up. And Jerusalem is on the peak, praise God, and you got to go up to it. But you come in from the north, south, east, west, you got to go up to get to Jerusalem. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. If you're going to get that break, you got to go up. You got to go up, praise God, and you're going to go up because you're going to go to see the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. His power, His manifestation, praise God, it's there for us. And we ought to be looking up because one day we're going up. Amen. And we're going to be with Him, praise God. The bridegroom cometh. He said, that's why we shouldn't be afraid. We shouldn't be worried. Because the bridegroom cometh. The Lord's coming. And He's going to manifest Himself, praise God. One of these days, we're going to get to see Him. Face to face, praise God. Eyeball to eyeball. Amen. Job said, though the skin worms that eat His flesh, he said, but with mine eyes, I'll see Him. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, we may be worm bait one day, but glory be to God. He said, with our eyes, we're going to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in all His magnificent splendor. And Zechariah's trying to get us geared up. He's trying to get us excited. He said, listen, he said, it's time to just rise up above the cares of the world. He said, hey, listen, don't be afraid of what they're doing and what they're saying or trying to hold you down and hold you back. He said, just keep your eyes on the prize ahead. He said, one day in just a little while, praise God, we'll be in the presence of royalty. Be better than going and meeting the King of England. Be better than meeting the King of England. President of the United States, we'll get to see the Lord Jesus Christ in all His glory and all His splendor. What'll be even better when He says, when we go before Him and He looks at it, He says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. After He's judged us for what we've done after we were saved, praise God, brought us to a place of reconciliation, amen, for the Lord. And we bring everything open before Him, nothing's hidden. And He says, looks at it and He says, it's covered by the blood, praise God. And you've done your best, praise God, to do your best. That's all He asks for. Just do our best. To try to do right. Try to treat people, try to love our neighbor like Jesus loved us. He said, we'll come out and God will be well pleased with us, just like God is with His Son. Amen. He said, so there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to fret over. He said, just focus on the things ahead. So that better part that God has given us and those glorious promises that God has made to us. As the Bible said, Brother Charles, those exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. Just believe them. Receive them. Trust in them. And they will be fulfilled. Amen. For God's glory.